I'm Christina Menenti. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken left the Middle East on his latest visit without a ceasefire deal as Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 50 Palestinians in the past 24 hours, according to Palestinian health officials. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets Qatari Minister of State Mohammed bin Abdul Aziz Al Khulafi in Lusail Palace after his arrival in Doha on Tuesday evening. But on Wednesday, Blinken ended his ninth visit to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began without securing any major breakthrough for a ceasefire deal. He'd warned on Tuesday that time is of the essence, even as Hamas and Israel signal that challenges remain. Hamas has called the latest proposal presented to it as a reversal of what it agreed to previously and has accused the US of acquiescing to what it called new conditions from Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vladimir Putin's slow response to the Kursk attack could test the patience of some of his backers in Russia. AP correspondent Emma Burrows reports.
I think this move was totally unexpected, and we've seen that by the response from the Russian military, which frankly has been scrambling to respond to this stunning Ukrainian offensive in the Kursk region. There have been reports that they've been drafting in conscripts and they've been moving forces from the far west of Russia in Kaliningrad, the exclave in Europe, in order to effectively fight some of Ukraine's most battle-hardened units. In terms of the pressure on Putin domestically, bureaucrats, security and military officials, rich business people, what are they thinking when they look at the events of Kursk? Some analysts are saying they're looking at Putin thinking, does the old man still have it in him?
Emma Burrows from the Associated Press. This is VOA News. Tim Walz will introduce himself tonight to American